Good afternoon. High pressure is in control of our weather today across interior New York and New England, so we have a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds for the balance of the day. Temperatures, meanwhile, will continue to climb, reaching afternoon highs about 10 degrees above normal and in the lower and middle 40s. A storm system in the middle of the country will head toward the Great Lakes and intensify later on today and tonight. Temperatures locally will be allowed to drop back toward or even below freezing this evening and toward midnight, but with that storm approaching, clouds will increase and we'll see readings tend to rise towards sunrise. Still, with precipitation streaming in from the west, a few places, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, may begin as a little light snow or sleet and even some pockets of freezing rain during the pre-dawn hours. Temperatures will continue to climb through the sunrise hour back through the freezing point and well up into the 30s and lower 40s. The storm will continue to move through the region tomorrow with lots of moisture, mainly in the form of rain, which will fall heavily at times, and temperatures will climb all the way up to the 50-degree mark along the I-90 corridor, with lower to mid-50s south of I-90. Some places in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will stay in the 40s during the day with the rain and a strong southerly wind. Behind the system will dry it out on Wednesday night, and we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds for the day on Thursday. It'll be somewhat cooler, but still above normal in the lower 40s, and high pressure will keep it dry into and through the weekend with a fair amount of sun mixed with some clouds and highs in the 30s. Right now, it looks like the weather pattern will get more active and colder next week, so opportunities for snow will increase beginning on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the lower Ohio Valley southward into Mississippi and Alabama. Strong southerly low-level wind flow will act to transport moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico. Bands of storms are expected to form near a cold front during the afternoon, and strong deep-layer shear profiles oriented across the boundary will favor a mix of cells and linear modes. Any of the stronger storms that remain discrete early during their life cycle will potentially rotate and pose a tornado risk before they grow upscale and storm motions move into a less buoyant environment. A damaging wind threat will likely evolve with any of the more linear modes, and a more widespread threat for wind damage will probably ensue during the evening. On the colder side of the storm, snow is flying, and blizzard warnings have been issued for central and eastern Nebraska, northwestern Iowa, and southwestern Minnesota. Snowfall totals will range up to 18 inches, with wind gusts of 45 miles per hour causing considerable blowing and drifting of the snow and low visibility. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 21 below zero at Old Faithful, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-40s, Boston sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 53 set in 1981, and the record low 18 below zero in 1961. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:09 p.m., 10 hours, no minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the mid-30s to around 40. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of some light snow, sleet, or freezing rain before sunrise and lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a few rain showers before sunrise and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of some light sleet, freezing rain, or rain showers before sunrise and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a few rain showers before sunrise and lows in the lower to mid 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a few rain showers before sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain heavy at times, breezy and mild near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit cooler Thursday in the lower 40s. Cooler on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-30s. Staying in the 30s with partly to mostly cloudy skies both Saturday and Sunday, and a chance of rain or snow Monday with highs in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.